Regular Joe Biden. The nuclear football is a leather-covered titanium business case that weighs 40 pounds. Secured with a cipher lock, it contains a variety of secure phone capabilities and options for launching nuclear strikes that President Obama may authorize. The president authenticates his identity with codes found on a small plastic card he carries with him. In case the president is incapacitated or dies, an identical nuclear football is assigned to Vice President Joe Biden. Since Obama or Biden would likely have 15 minutes or less to respond to an impending attack from a country like China, Russia, or North Korea before the United States could be wiped out by nuclear-tipped missiles, the military aide who carries the satchel is supposed to accompany the two leaders wherever they go. When they board Air Force One or Air Force Two, the military aide carrying the football can be seen right behind them. Staying over at hotels, the military aide sleeps in a room adjoining the president's or vice president's room. When Secret Service agents script an arrival or departure from a hotel or office building, they make sure the military aide rides in the elevator with the protectee. In motorcades, the military aide travels in the vehicle right behind the president's or vice president's limo. In the event the president or vice president comes under attack during a public appearance, Secret Service agents have standing instructions to evacuate the military aide together with the protectee. Whoever has the duty as military aide to the president is responsible for physical custody of the football and ensuring its access to the president 24/7 within a matter of seconds, says retired Navy Vice Admiral John Stufflebeam, who was the military aide to President George H.W. Bush, and later oversaw the top secret program himself when he was deputy director for global operations assigned to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But as soon as Biden, codenamed Celtic, took office in January 2009, he laid down a rule. Instead of the usual retinue of at least 15 vehicles preceded by a police escort in his motorcade, whenever he was in Delaware, where he has his longtime home, he wanted a Secret Service motorcade of two. The limousine or suburban he rides in, plus a follow-up suburban behind him with agents. Biden specifically ordered the Secret Service control vehicle, which holds the military aide and a doctor in case the vice president needs emergency medical treatment, to follow at least a mile behind his limousine. Also ordered to disappear from view with a spare limo, which sometimes carries the military aide and the doctor, and the Secret Service intelligence vehicle, where agents pick up local transmissions to evaluate threats and keep track of people who have been assessed as potential assassins. Since the vice president and his wife, Jill, travel to their home in Greenville, outside of Wilmington, at least once a week, that puts the country at risk, potentially unable to retaliate against a nuclear attack whenever the second in command hits the road for a golf game at one of his favorite country clubs, a haircut at his favorite barbershop, a party, or a speaking engagement. When you go to any city outside Washington, you have a full-blown vice presidential motorcade, much like the president's motorcade, a Secret Service agent says. Its length may be 15, 20, or more vehicles, including for staff and a counter-assault team. But when he's home in Wilmington, he has told the service, and for whatever reason Secret Service management bends over and accommodates him, that he does not want anything other than the limousine he's in and the immediate suburban that we're in. He wants everybody else out of sight. That includes the vehicle with the military aide and the doctor. As a result, the agent says, you've separated vital assets from the vice president in Wilmington when he's motorcading around. We are told, don't come near us, don't let us see you, the vice president doesn't want to see you. Even in normal traffic, in the event of an attack, by the time the military aide caught up with Biden, it would be too late. If something happens and they're caught in traffic, you would lose even more precious time, an agent says. If the vice president suffers a heart attack, the doctor would likely get there too late. In addition to putting the country at risk when he is in Delaware, Biden insists on only two Secret Service vehicles when he vacations in places like the Hamptons,